brands, then my guest today is one of India's most loved and successful brands. And around this, he has built businesses spanning film production, a sports team, and even kids' entertainment, making him the second richest entertainer in the world. So what makes him tick? Why do movie buffs and corporates and everyone in between want his take on business, especially marketing? Why do more than 20 brands depend on him to deliver top-line results? What is the business of being Shah Rukh Khan? I have with me the man himself, Shah Rukh. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Bhavni.
Beverages, paints, interiors, watches, cars, toothpaste, and even a state. In the world of celebrity endorsements, how much is too much? Is there such a thing?
You know, I had just started working. I had this wonderful lady who was choreographing my song, Saroj Khan. And one evening I came back from one of the double shifts that I was doing. And she told me a very simple truth. I came and I said, "Oof, kitna kaam zyada ho gaya, Saroj ji." And she looked at me and she slapped me on the head actually. Very lovingly patted me on the head and said, "Never say that. You should always be working. Because if you are a worker and if you like work, you should never complain about too much work. Because it's really worse when you don't have that. And cherish it right now. I just keep working on things that I like. I like to work. Mm-hmm. I enjoy work most, otherwise time at home. So I do these things in between. A lot of things I've got attached. Some which I love doing. Some which I've done because I had to. Some which are just happening on their own organically. It's like an old American philosophy. Normally I don't follow very, very many things American. But if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay.
And it's working like that. But you know, you don't sit down and sit. And philosophically speaking, if you ask me, then even sky is not the limit.
Does this mitigate film failure, both visibility-wise and monetarily?
No, I don't equate the two at all. When I started off my career, the one thing I decided is that I'm never going to make money from the movies I make. I'm going to make bigger, better movies. I obviously knew. I didn't even know I'll become a producer. I didn't know that I will try to make cinema bigger. I have the opportunity. God's been kind, whether it's a Ravan or a Chennai or, you know, different kind of Ashoka. I've been able to do that, but in no which way has it been a parallel that, look, you know, if I do this, I'm safe. If I do that, you know, maybe...
But does it help that, you know, suppose, you know, I mean, films don't work, and sometimes in all actors' life, there are phases where films don't work. Having endorsements, does that make sure that you're visible?
No, there's no connection. If your films don't work, you don't get ads. It's as simple as
and
that.
And you've experienced that?
I was just going to tell you that. I'm really sorry. I've never experienced failure in films. So I would not be able to say, okay, my ad was running well.
Okay.
But to be really honest, no. I mean, a film actor or an actor, for them, nothing is more important than being able to entertain in that platform, which you are supposedly, which is your mainstay. So at this point in time, television and film is my mainstay. So if I can't deliver there, none of these peripherals will follow.
So what role would you say endorsements have played in your stardom?
I think the role they have played, honestly, is given me the freedom to do the kind of cinema I want to. You know, there have been days, and I will name some companies also maybe along the course of this interview, that I'm suddenly making a film, I'm short of money. And I've given a call and say, you know what, can you please sign me on for next year? Are you signing me on for next year? Say, yeah, of course, Shah Rukh. So can you pay me now because I'm making my film? Everything ancillary, everything that I do apart from making films is to actually put it into the film. So some of them, of course, KKR and all are businesses on their own which don't give that kind of profits. Neither does Kidzania at this point in time. They're all growing businesses. They're something I really like to do. But everything else has helped me make the cinema and choose the films that I want to do. Otherwise, I would not be able to do it. And I'm very, very thankful. I think, like I was going to say, that I was one of the first ones to start endorsements at this level. There was a time when actors looked down upon advertising. They thought it's a come down, overexposure, you know, product, why I'm an actor, I'm enigmatic, and I'm, you know, I need to keep that. I can't be overexposed. People will see me 30 seconds on TV. I changed all that because I thought if I'm able to take these earnings and put them in bigger and better films that I wanted to make. And it has worked for me. So on that front, yes, I'm extremely thankful to all the people who have taken me as an ambassador, paid me good amounts of monies. And I hope always that there is some input, how much I've taken from them, I've given back in value for money to them also.
You mentioned something. You said it's a symbiotic relationship, the brands and brand ambassadors share. But you know, what happens when sometimes you as a brand ambassador are targeted for any negative publicity or any anger towards a brand, or the other way around, if there's a perception that a brand Shah Rukh Khan is slipping?
See, there are three things to it. One, just on a very generic, large level, if it's legal, there's nothing wrong in doing it. Now, of course, moral legality and social legality and all that notwithstanding, but it's a product which is in the market, surrogately or otherwise. And if I'm endorsing it, I first of all think that any company, any team, any product which takes the risk of putting a face onto businesses which some of them, like say Tiger Oil, is 100-year-old, it's a big chance. You know how if you were running a private business or your channel is, well, let's put one man's face or woman's face and make our whole 10,000 people working towards this man's fate, if his films are going to do well or not. I think that itself is a big honor. Yes, I have been picked on for doing an X ad or a Y ad, fairness one.
There's just been to a make lot it of very noise clear. About that one.
Yeah, I like dusky people more than fair people. Let me make that very, very clear. And I don't say it's a choice I have, personal one. I've never sold that. I'm not the kind of person. People have known me enough years in the business of media to know I'm extremely secular. I am educated enough and I am proper enough not to have these distinctions of physicality.
But how do you deal with that kind of backlash, Shah Rukh?
I don't.
Does it bother you at all? I mean, do you have conversations with the companies? Does that...
No. If I've said yes to it, first professionally, I have to see it through. There are products which I discuss a lot before doing it. Very few of them. And I don't know, there'll be a backlash. People are going to say this. Then they show me it's FDA approved, it's X approved, it's Y approved, and it's got X in it, Y in it. I'm like, okay, let's go for this. And there will always be somebody who is going to point a finger at you for something or the other. I mean, I've had fingers pointed at me for a surrogate child, which is my own. So I'll have things pointed at me for, you know, any product that I do. You know, you advertise this. But Shah Rukh, my friends tell me, you should not have done this. But I'm not selling a distinction in physicality. I'm just telling you, this is a cream for men. Use it. Why do you use your mom's cream or your girlfriend's cream?
How does the person Shah Rukh Khan evaluate and nurture brand Shah Rukh Khan?
I have an amazing set of people. I said this 4 or 5 days ago that success or brand building, I know enough people now who sit in brand building exercises and there's a whole science to it. If I was to sit down and write a science of how this brand got built, it'll finish off in one line. It was a happy accident and that's it. But I think when I look back upon it, I think the number of people who have worked with me, along with me, and I have worked for, I think they somehow have managed at the right time, right place to be able to create a character out of me or a brand out of me. So I have a whole team of wonderful ladies around me who've been working for years. And they actually, as a matter of fact, they question my choices more often than I do. And they're like, you know, can't do this, this is not right. And I go by instincts and I say, okay, if you think it's not good, let's not do it. If it's good, let's do it. So I think, and of course, the films that I worked for and which director worked with me, gave me a script, you know, at right time doing a bad guy's role. I think it all just built up. And now everything is a little more exaggerated than it is true, you know. So I'm a great businessman. I really am not. He's a smart marketeer. I really am not. He personifies the son, the brother one should have. I really don't know. You have to ask my sister, and she'll tell you. So those things have got built around, and I'm happy they've been built positively. And now I try to keep up. When you said, how do I nurture it? It's a pain trying to keep up with so much goodness. You know, I wish I could just be normal. And I tell everyone I'm an employee of the myth of Shah Rukh Khan.
Yeah.
So I just keep working. It's a lot of hard work. It's 18 hours a day. But he pays me well. He looks after me good. But it's sometimes very difficult being as good as he is. You know, you want to just not be as good and say, what the hell, let me just let my hair down and have fun. The other day, some lady was asking me that, you know, aren't you very constructed now and everything? I said, no, not at all. You should see me in free time. I'm a badmash in free time. But yeah, now, you know, when you wear a dark suit and go to a YPO, you've got to behave like that and, you know, talk like that. So it's difficult. It's difficult nurturing or keeping up with the brand Shah Rukh Khan.
You have Kidzania, you have KKR, you have Red Chillies. Are you worried that to a certain extent, if not the fortunes, but the health of these businesses depend on your name?
They do, and that's not a nice thing. That's the only good thing I understand of business. That yes, film is a personality-driven business when it's directed or produced by a creative producer or a director, or maybe even an actor. But I was very, very clear. People think of them as businesses. These are the three passions I have. I love children. I need to create, but in my field. See, I love children does not mean I'll open a nursery school for them. I don't understand much about education. But I understand entertainment. So is there a business opportunity that I can take entertainment, which is supposedly my core business or my core understanding, and mix it with children because I like that? I'm a sportsman by nature. I always wanted to be a sportsman, and I still play games and I try to be fit. And I'm like, listen, now I can't do it anymore. But can I bring entertainment into sports? So a KKR. And of course, film production is an extension that I think I owe it to myself that I should do it because I can now. But you're right. That's why none of them are named by me.
Hmm.
I let them use me as a brand ambassador, because if 20 other wonderful companies can, so should my company sometimes. So KKR does use me, sparingly so now. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you've noticed, in the last 2 years, I've been kind of shifted out of the marketing of KKR, and like, you know, you just come, stand there on the balcony, wave out with your kids and go back home. We don't need you for the ads. And similarly, Kidzania, they've never used me. This was the first press conference I did for Kidzania after running it for a year and a half, you know, that, you know, I'd like to take some kids and go there. I haven't marketed them. And the whole idea of a company called Red Chilies stems from the fact that I don't want it to be driven by Shah Rukh Khan. I would like to be working for a company called Red Chilies, and Red Chilies on its own. And inshallah, the plans we have now, in the next 2-3 years, it will be an individual company. Could have been promoted by me to start off with because I had the opportunity. But even as I talk to you now, I can sense it. Having a personality of its own, by the CEO it has, by the PR head it has, by the content head it has. It's got different set of people who I think are much smarter, much better. And if not any other way, I think much more dedicated to the purpose of the company than to mine. And that's why my company's never made a film for me. It's never been a film ek Shah Rukh Khan ke liye banate hain. I've never made a film for me. So now we will expand, hopefully. And you know, I could have easily called it Shah Rukh Khan Productions. So I don't think it's going to suffer. I'm anti that. I'm completely against that. That's why the name Red Chilies, and also the fact that in case it fails, we can always open a Mexican restaurant.
What I find very interesting is that apart from hobnobbing with all the business tycoons, I believe that you've actually gone through some proper businesses. I mean, you know, studied about them, visited, like, you know, the Jamnagar refinery for Reliance, ICICI Bank, and I think Bajaj also. I mean, I've read that, I've seen that in your interviews. I want to understand what business strategies from these businesses have you been able to successfully apply to your creative business?
You know, I still haven't been able to. But what I learn from them, I get so amazed when I go and see a Jamnagar, or when I go to the Bajaj factory, my friends, Rajiv's, and they're all friends, and, you know, Mr. Lakshmi Mittal. Whenever I go and meet these successful people, I'm really intrigued. How do you run this big business? Who does it for you? And how did it start? And I get really amazed that there is no limit. You know, when you see the Jamnagar refinery, just the thought that there was a man, he came here and said, I'm going to put up, how many feet? 500 feet tall. 500 feet tall, how do you make this, man? And how does he decide to do it? And my learning curve from all these businesses is that if you can dream it, you can make it. I don't know the strategy part. Some of them, while we are traveling, they'll tell me, Charo, kya kar rahe ho? Isko aisa kar do, aisa kar do. I listen to it. Sometimes it's applicable. Sometimes I tell them, can I come and sit in your board meeting? I want to know what you guys talk, what happens. And, you know, again, I'll tell you, filmmaking is a little different business. It can't be completely corporate. It has to have a little personal touch. So I think somehow what I learned is that you need a certain amount of professionalism, but it needs to somehow have a personal touch. So it's like running a big house, you know, where you need professional help of cleaners and people who set it up, who look after it, but it should still feel like a house, like a family.
What about brand tie-ins? Because you did something with Rawan that was unprecedented and unmatched even today. You know, so you had a lot of your brands who had tied up with Rawan. So how do you see the industry taking that route? Do you think they're getting it?
I don't think a lot of people will take that, because all of us believe somewhere that my work is the most important in the world and nobody else's. And there is a whole thought in cinema. No, films can't be corrupted. It's corrupt. What do you mean? An innerwear ad will come out with my film yet? Door ad will come out? No, these are products. They're not coming out with your film. These are businesses, like I said, you have to have a symbiotic relation, synergize with them. Because, you know, sometimes we're looking for a big sponsor. You know, the logic is, let's look for one big sponsor. You may not get it, you know, to be able to cover up the kind of marketing you want to do. And then you look for 5 small sponsors. And they all turn in, they all join in, and you're able to create that kind of an outlay. And it helps your film, and it helps their product, and everybody's happy at the end of it all. Like Rawan, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know the exact figure, but had 65 crore rupees worth of publicity, marketing public budget, which was monetized. It wasn't like cash, but you know, the amount of stuff we got and the eyeballs we
got. A lot of the marketing initiatives were then, you know, spearheaded by the brands.
They'd say, okay, you come here and you make an appearance, and suddenly they gave an ad, which was anyway booked by them for their product, but they attached a product. Yeah. You just need to be a little creative, and more than creative. I think you need to just respect every brand. So the brand of plywood or the brand of, say, innerwear is as important to the producer as is my film. Why do we think of it as, you know, demeaning or corrupting my film? They love it, you know. And some of them, when you go back, I give the example of the Vijon shaving cream, one of the oldest companies in this country. So what is wrong if it is joining with you? They're businessmen, you're businessmen. And this I'm talking the business making of the film.
Yeah.
But there are certain films, you know, when you take them very seriously, you say, for this kind of film I won't. Though I don't think it makes a difference. Marketing does not make a difference to the content of your film. People are not going to say, oh, this is marketed with a suiting company, suiti type picture hogi. They'll still go and watch the film. So if you are able to open your mind to it, which we did in Ravan, and I'm always open to, and it was very beneficial to everyone. Even till date, all of them come back and say, you know, can we do something like that again? I think it's very cool, and I think it's the way forward. And you can't afford something. Somebody else can, little bit parts of it. You share it together and then create a bigger brand around it.
This 100 crore phenomenon, you know, this has obviously happened with a lot of, you know, businessmen coming in, a lot of corporatization of the industry. How do you view this? Because, you know, what has changed is that now numbers are determining careers in films.
To me, it's crap. It's just, so when does this number become 150?
Yeah.
6 months later, it becomes 200. There's no stopping it. And, you know, and what does it signify? It actually signifies an X amount of people saw your film. And that's what we've always wanted, a lot of people to watch our film. So what you do is, finally, try and make a film that a lot of people watch. The numbers will follow. You can't have numbers leading you. That's the, it's like a horse before the cart, or cart before the horse.
Yeah.
Cart before the horse. Because if I make a film that a lot of people love, the numbers will happen.
Yeah.
But if I make a film keeping the numbers in mind, chances are that many people may not come in. Because numbers are not the creative aspect. And when I say creative, I'm talking commercial business cinema. I'm not talking artistic or niche cinema. And I find it redundant and stupid. Because if you put a limit to my... And I'll tell you honestly, it's not the corporates who've done this.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the producers started doing it. Because what happened is, you are selling a kind of an art form. And there has to be a price to it. So Hussein Saab, the late Hussein Saab, was the best painter because his painting sold for X amount or Y amount. But I don't think that ever made him feel that this painting was better than this one. And that's how filmmaking should remain. You make your film and you get a lot of people to watch it, commercial cinema. And when they come to see it, the number will follow. But if you actually limit yourself, okay, I'm going to make a 100 crore film, you're limiting. Because to me, if I have to give myself a number, which I said, I think, in a summit, if I have to give myself a number, I like to call it 10,000 crore rupees in a week. Then give a bigger number. If it's just an arbitrary number, and 100 crore is too small. I mean, you know, 100 is reachable now. And if you're going to think of 100 crore as the number of your ultimate aim, I can assure you, as we sit here, maybe a year later, we can sit down, it could be the first day collection of the next film. Maybe 2 day collection of 100 crores. And then it'll become 1 day collection. And then what is the number you're going to get? So I think people who don't understand the business of cinema creatively, just so that, they, you know, we all like to put things in boxes, categories. Ye hero type hai. Ye villain type hai. Ye action hero type hai. Ye romantic hero type hai. If we take ourselves out of those cubicles, we get waylaid. If you can't describe a type, everyone gets, yeah, I'm not understanding it. Let me put it in a category. I don't understand how films are made. How do these guys become so glamorous? How does this work? Why does a small guy suddenly on a Friday become a... Let me put it in a box and call it 100 crores. So it's just a box which has been created. 100 crore ka hero nahi hai. Ah, ye 100 crore ka hero. Wow. So it's just a category, a cubicle that has been created. And I think it's useless. I personally believe. As a producer, if you ask me, what is the business of your next film, 10,000 crores?
I think a lot of the CEOs and marketers who are watching the show will want some tips from you, Shahrukh, because, you know, where do you get your inspiration from and how do you keep tabs on changing audience preference?
One, I think you've got to keep it extremely simple. Whatever you do in business, and I'm sorry I'm sounding, this program is watched by really big businessmen, I'm sure, and businesswomen. But if your business can be an extension of your body, how your body helps you, you know, if how your hands help you, they're so simple, you know, and so complicatedly made. But so simple, your fingers, your ears, your nose, your eyes. So if you can keep the business ideology and the idea for the product, as simple as that. It may be very complicated to make, but it should be as simple as that, that it should work simply. I think some of the phones are a great case in point. Simple, switching, tick, tick, it works. Second, I think don't get into a business, don't do a business if you don't have the passion for it. Third, there are a lot of people who start business and sell it off. I don't understand that. Business belongs to you. You live with the business and you die with it. If it's done well, you should be feeling blessed. If it doesn't do well, it should take you down. I believe in that. I'm not a businessman who will start a business and sell it off and make a quick buck. Fourth, every business has a gestation period. Just when you begin to lose hope, it'll come back. KKR, you know, we lost. We are now 2-time champions, which is the highest.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. So you stick with it long enough, just when you think you have to give up a business, and this is for young startup people, just when you think it is time to give up, don't. I think that's most important. And fifth is, there's only 2 things in business that matter. Either you'll do it or you don't do it. There's nothing in the middle. There are only 2 decisions to make. I'm going to do this. I'm not going to do this. There is no maybe, perhaps half. Either you do something or don't do something. Which helps you with the greatest tenet of business? If you're ready to walk away from the most lucrative deal, you'll never fail as a businessman. So if you can walk away from a deal, if it's not suiting you, not money-wise, it just doesn't feel right. And if you can walk away from a deal, you'll be the greatest businessman on earth.
Okay, Shahrukh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Papa. Bless you.